Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan 'n mooi weer en koel dag wees wat sal warmer word oor die noordelike dele van Gauteng, Limpopo en die Noordwes, maar koud bly oor dele van Mpumalanga, ook gedeeltelik bewolk in die Laagveld en Mpumalanga se plateaurand en in die ooste van Limpopo. Pretoria en Mpumalanga op nat 21, Johannesburg 19, Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 24 en Rustenburg 23 grade.
In Pretoria op die N1 site was nou 'n ongeluk voor Rigel Lane en verkeer beweeg maar stadig daar.
Die SA-weerdienst sal vanoggend meer inligting bekend maak oor weervoorspellings en analise van wat ons kan verwag in die komende somer. Lede van die weerdienst spreek vanoggend die nasionale persklap toe. Die weer is op almal se lippe na die onlangse koue front en nog sneeu wat vir vandag voorspel word oor dele van KwaZulu-Natal en die Oos-Kaap. En gepraat van die weer in Taiwan is skole toe en daar duisende mense is in die suide van die land ontruim terwyl hulle wag vir supertyfoon Krathen. Inwoners is reeds gewaarsku van katastrofiese skade met winde van tot oor die 380 km per uur. Die weermag is op gereedheidsgrondslag om te help waar mense moontlik vasgekeer gaan word. Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, the varsity netball finalists have been decided after yesterday's semi-finals. UFS Kofsis will be aiming for their fifth title. University of Johannesburg, their first, when the two teams meet next Monday in the final of the 2024 tournament. Kofsis beat defending champion Styx 68-62 in the second semi-final, which was in Bloemfontein. This first semi-final saw last year's runners-up UJ hold on for a 55-48 victory over Northwest University. The Proteas have been given the green light to tour Bangladesh in October, and coach Shukri Conrad yesterday named a 15-player squad for the two-match series. Temba Bavuma will lead the team, which includes three frontline spinners in Keshav Maharaj, Dane Peat, and Senoran Mutusami. Also a call-up for bowling veteran Dane Patterson, all-rounder Vian Mulder. The test will be played in Dakar and in Chattogram, the first starting on the 21st of October. The second starting on the 29th of October. And the Confederation of African Football announcing new media rights and TV agreements for the 2024-25 Sub-Saharan Africa. Rights include the continent's premium competition, so that's the CAF Champions League, the Confederations Cup, Women's Champions League and Super Cup. We'll all be able to watch it right here. And a sad story, former Mamelodi Sundowns striker Alton Mehring has passed away. His former club confirmed the news in an official statement. He died on Sunday at the age of 48 in Cape Town. Mehring holds the Premiership Soccer League record of scoring goals for 9 different clubs. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sports.
Jacka Red FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
Sweet
like this.